Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, folks. We've got so much to cover, so much to talk about, but I just wanted to add here that we don't have time to play all these clips. But we're going to add these in post once we archive this live show, the band.video. James Cameron has come out and said that the prolonged search was a nightmarish charade, that they did know they were already dead. He's an investor in the company. He said he thought it was a bad idea to have it be plastic, composite plastic, but they thought it was more environmental, and that it was and that he should have done something. But he thought they were, quote, smarter than him. And I think that's kind of big of him to say that. But again, now people are seeing what they're saying. The wreckage of the craft doesn't look like the wreckage of the craft. As much as we've been lied to about these people, I don't believe anything. What we know is the Navy knew, and the Navy passes up the chain of command. People said to the Navy, well, why don't you tell the world? We tell our commanding officers. They tell the world. They decided not to tell you and play the charade. That famous submariner, James Cameron, says is a charade. But wait for the articles. Jones says submarine disaster may not have happened. Well, I mean, he's saying it's a charade. All I'm saying is I don't know. Once you get lied to about WMDs and all the rest of this stuff over and over again, I don't have to believe these liars. I mean, I tend to believe there are rich thrill seekers that want to go up in space like you see with all these billionaires and you see, you know, happening over here. But what I do know and what I'm going to be covering big time. You know what? I could come in here and broadcast my Sunday show and then go right over and get everybody warmed up when we go on at 7 Central. Maybe I can do that. Or regardless, I'll be back Monday getting into the Ukrainian offensive that has come into a steel wall. The Russians started really about a month ago in probes, the Ukrainians, but they didn't want to ever admit the offensive had been launched because they were losing. Then they threw in not dozens of Leopard tanks and Abrams tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles. I actually went online to the different defense sites and places that were reporting the real numbers. The U.S. media was really good at blocking it out, but there are Russian videos of hundreds of armored vehicles and tanks and missile launchers and air defense systems being destroyed. And so they're just sitting ducks. And so the Ukrainians pull up and the Russians destroy it with glide bombs, with drones, and with light cruise missiles and with artillery. And so there are videos of, you'll just see like 8 tanks just blown up by artillery. And you'll see drones that they're so accurate, and imagine with the U.S. has stuff even better, that they fly right into the ammunition compartments of these self-propelled vehicles. And by the way, these drones will follow a vehicle that's running. So you'll see one drone go in and blow up an armored vehicle or a missile launcher, and then you see the others run out in front of the trees, and they're running. And then a couple minutes later, here comes the next ones following them. So it is just a nightmare, rise of the machines, terrible situation, horrible from both sides, a Slavic civil war that our State Department and George Soros brag they helped start and run. And it could easily lead to nuclear war. So now Zelensky is talking about, for the first time, maybe a peace deal, and letting the Russians have that eastern area that's always been part of Russia, and not attacking those zones and not entering NATO. But instead, NATO is accelerating NATO membership and talking about more heavy weapons and more missiles. The British have already given them medium-range cruise missiles that go 150 miles. They've been using on the Russians. But the Russians aren't going to stop. They lost a third of their population in World War II. The estimates are 25 to 28 million. Most of World War II was fought for the Russians and the Nazis. 24 million Germans died, most of them killed by the Russians. And I'm not belittling our troops, but we only lost, 600,000 in World War II? And that was terrible. I almost don't exist. Both my grandfathers almost died in the Army Air Corps, just flying their minimum number of missions. And so that'll give you that. That was only 22 missions, you know, over Germany and over Italy. And my dad's dad was in North Africa, flew missions out of there into Italy. And then some missions out of Italy into Germany. I would never talk about it, but when he died, we got in all the paperwork, and it was spectacular, just 22 missions, because they were losing half of their crews each mission in a lot of those early missions. And my other grandfather was a brave guy, but he was only in 3 missions and then crash-landed and a bunch of other stuff, almost died in that. So That'll give you an idea of what these wars are like. And this is like World War II over there. This is just kill, kill, kill. Armies colliding into each other. It is a giant bloodbath that threatens the future of the entire planet. Harrison Smith takes over.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have a turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening acrylic calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, band.video. Harrison Smith filling in for Alex as he goes off on a secret mission. Very exciting stuff. And, wow, what a privilege, what an honor to be hosting the Alex Jones Show. I'll try to be worthy of this responsibility. Now, Alex was just talking about the war in Ukraine. And just this week, a couple of interesting stories coming out about the war in Ukraine, while we're on the topic. Simultaneously, you have a story from the Daily Mail saying Putin warns his terrifying new Satan II missiles, capable of carrying 10 nukes, will be deployed for combat duty in the very near future. Simultaneously to this, you have Belarus accepting deployment of tactical nukes, with the president of Belarus, Lukashenko, saying, I will not hesitate to use them should my country come under threat. And at exactly the same time, you have NATO fast-tracking Ukraine's membership in that defensive alliance, which I want to remind you, you can't have a defensive alliance with somebody already engaged in a war. At that point, all you're doing is taking your already existent defensive alliance and declaring war on Russia. That's all that that means. Defensive alliances are supposed to be prior to the outbreak of hostilities, but I know that's maybe a little bit complicated for people, but no, there's no such thing as welcoming somebody into a defensive alliance when they're already engaged in a large-scale land war with their enemy. And it just makes no sense whatsoever. So it seems as though people in power in this country are doing everything they can to aggravate and accelerate the what seems to be, at this point, inevitable outbreak of World War III with exchange of nuclear missiles with Russia. Oh, and by the way, at the same time as this, you have James O'Keefe and the O'Keefe Media Group publishing undercover video of a BlackRock recruiter saying that war is very good for BlackRock, very profitable, very convenient, very easy to manipulate to make a little bit of profit off the death of hundreds of thousands of people. While simultaneously, Zelensky announces a partnership with BlackRock and Goldman Sachs to rebuild Ukraine after it's been destroyed. And they need a cool $411 billion to make that happen. So you make money in the buildup. You make money while everybody's dying and killing each other for no discernible reason. And then once you've destroyed the country completely, then you get to come in and really cash out as you rebuild the country that you have helped to destroy. So, where's the end of this? Where does this end? Who on our side is even talking about peace? RFK Jr.? Well, we'll talk a little bit about how he's been treated by the mainstream media coming up. But when you talk about the war in Ukraine, it really does seem like both sides are just heading, just rushing headlong into accelerating and expanding this conflict into a full-fledged nuclear war. And it's horrifying, I guess you could say, absolutely horrifying to see. Now, we have a lot of other stuff to talk about. Right now, as we speak, Owen Schroyer is trending number one on Twitter. Lots of people wondering what's going on with him and how he's doing. Huffington Post seems to be the article that everybody is pointing towards. InfoWars host Owen Schroyer pleads guilty to January 6th Capitol riot charge, which, again, is just absurd, ridiculous. And it's absurdity piled upon absurdity, right? The only reason Owen Schroyer is facing any legal troubles at all right now is because of, as I understand it, stipulations made during the last time that he had his civil rights violated at the U.S. Capitol, when he, months or maybe even years before January 6th, protested the, well, law against protesting at the Capitol, where in this one area of the Capitol, every single day, you had paid protesters who were just the most pathetic looking people of all time, carrying signs, waving signs, marching around, protesting against Donald Trump. Owen Schroyer tries it, and he gets slapped with a, you know, legal prevention measure. So it's just absurdity upon absurdity, tyranny upon tyranny taking place with Owen Schroyer, and, you know, God only knows what's going to go on, you know, from here on out. I used to be able to host InfoWars feeling very confident in the fact that I could say whatever the heck I wanted. After all, not calling for violence against anybody. I'm not breaking any laws. I'm doing nothing that would put me outside of the confines of the First Amendment. So what do I have to worry about? Well, you can't really have that type of confidence anymore. You can't really have that type of assurity that we live in a nation with free speech provisions that provides protections for peaceful political activists. Now, that's all out the window. It's whatever the hell they want it to be. But this got me thinking. And there was another story that came out today that I think stands in stark contrast to the way that Owen Schroyer and other January 6th protesters are being treated by the judicial system, if you can even call it that. And this sort of ties into Hunter Biden as well. See, it's really overtly obvious when it's somebody like Hunter Biden or the Bidens versus Trump, when you've got these high-level accusations flying back and forth, and one side gets the book thrown at him continuously, and just, you know, the Trump treatment that Trump and his whole family is getting versus the Biden treatment. But that's not exclusive to the people in power or the people who are at the highest level of our politics. That's a trend that is actually more apparent, and I think significantly more dangerous, at the lower level. So here's the story from today. Andy Ngo reports from postmillennial.com, no prison time for pedophile Portland Antifa member who pleaded guilty to stabbing black conservative at 2020 riot. So Blake David Hamp, 46, pled guilty in a sweetheart deal to felony second-degree attempted assault, but he will serve no prison time, instead getting just 3 years of probation for nearly stabbing somebody to death. On July 25th, 2020, during the height of the nightly far-left rioting in downtown Portland, Hamp was recorded on video stabbing Andrew Duncombe. Duncombe was hospitalized and narrowly survived being paralyzed as the blade pierced inches from his spinal cord. So stab a guy in the back, nearly paralyze him as a part of a domestic terror onslaught. No jail time, no prison time whatsoever, just 3 years of probation. So just let's compare and contrast here. You've got Owen Schroyer, didn't even enter the Capitol, was actually telling people not to enter the Capitol, not even accused of doing anything violent. Hell, but compare it to somebody like Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, unarmed, no violent accusation whatsoever, 18 years in prison for merely being near the Capitol during January 6th. Meanwhile, stab a man in the back and almost kill him. No jail whatsoever. And this is a, and this, these are just things I could remember off the top of my head, like between the shows, between ending American Journal and doing this show. I just was searching things that I remember having happened in the last year or so. What about this? Michigan man who shot pro-life canvasser in back avoids jail time, sentenced to community service, and a $350 fine. In 2022, a Michigan man shot an old woman in the back as she was leaving his property, narrowly missing her spine, because he considered her a right-wing extremist. Well, she was canvassing and trying to, you know, do her patriotic duty of, you know, supporting what she believed in politically. She was shot in the back. for her political position. The man who shot her, think about this, this man shot an old woman in the back because she's right-wing, no jail time at all, $350 fine in community service. I mean, you want to talk about unequal. It's not like, well, Owen Schroyer shot somebody in the back, and this guy shot somebody in the back, but Owen's got to go to jail, and this guy doesn't. No. You shoot somebody in the back, no jail time. You stand outside of a riot and tell people not to engage in it, you may be facing jail time. This is how unequal things are. And, again, we're just getting started. What about the man who hurled unopened beer cans at Republican Ted Cruz, hitting him in the neck and chest earlier this year? Well, those charges have just been totally dropped. Grand jury decided not to indict a Houston man for pelting Senator Ted Cruz with beer cans during the Astros World Series parade late last year. No charges whatsoever, just totally dropped. I mean, think about that. And people are just like, well, whatever. Tell you what, the invitation's open. Come to InfoWars, stand about 20 yards away from me, and I'll hurl unopened beer cans at you, and we'll see whether that should qualify as assault or not. So, like, attack with a potentially deadly weapon, a Republican senator, charges dropped, no jail time, no community service, no fine whatsoever, and we're just...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation limitation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex for this last hour. I, of course, host the American Journal each and every weekday morning, 8 to 11 a.m., just preceding the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, every morning we are just, it's just an onslaught. It's just a maelstrom of nonsense across the board. There's always just significantly more news than we could possibly cover, even in a three-hour block. But I always like hosting either, you know, later in the Alex Jones Show, or if I get to host the War Room later, because I get to prepare a little bit. So I've done a little bit of preparing for this. I've compiled just some stories that I've remembered off the top of my head, and even as I'm covering these, I'm remembering others of times that leftists have gotten off scot-free with actually committing terroristic political violence. So when you think about Owen Schroyer right now facing years in prison for doing literally nothing, just being in a place at a time, that's what he's accused of. It's worth it to remember how the left is treated. And really, as we go through some of these stories, it's something. It's something else. It's absolutely insane. So just to catch you up, in case you're just tuning in, the guy who threw unopened beer cans at Ted Cruz, hitting him in the chest and neck, charges totally dropped. No fine, no jail time, no parole, no nothing. Just a attack on a political enemy, and charges totally dropped. Okay. Michigan man who shot a pro-life canvasser in the back because she was Republican, no jail time whatsoever, sentenced to community service and a $350 fine. Okay, so shoot a woman in the back, no big deal, you're a leftist. No prison time at all for pedophile Portland Antifa member who pled guilty to stabbing a black conservative at a 2020 riot. So, hey, shoot a woman in the back, stab a man in the back for political reasons, no jail time whatsoever, maybe a fine. This guy got some probation. He's got to check in every once in a while. That'll teach him. That'll teach him not to stab Republicans in the back, I'm sure. But let's keep going, shall we? What about that 40-something-year-old man who ran over a teenager and killed him because the teenager was Republican? Remember that? Remember the guy came out and was like, yeah, that kid was Republican, so I hit him with my car. He, like, admitted all of it. Well, that murder charge has been reduced to manslaughter for North Dakota man who struck, ran over, and killed a conservative teen. So on Monday, this is from a while ago, but not that long ago, a couple weeks maybe, murder charges reduced. On Monday, North Dakota man accused of running over a teenager he deemed to be a Republican extremist had his charges reduced to manslaughter. He was originally charged with murder, a Class AA felony, over the death of 18-year-old Kyler Ellingson in McHenry last September. But according to the Associated Press, Foster County State Attorney Kara Brinster's decision to reduce the charges was not a part of a plea deal, and Brant is still expected to appear in court for trial beginning May 30th. So, not even you know, the outcome of a plea deal where he admits to it in exchange for not getting the death penalty, just gets life. No. This was just on her own accord. Hey, you ran over and murdered a teenager because he's a Republican. Well, you don't deserve murder for that. Clearly, you're, you know, acting on behalf of our globalist masters, and you deserve to be rewarded by reducing your charges to simple manslaughter. Completely insane. Completely and utterly insane. But that's just the individual stories, and there are so many others. Like, I'm pretty sure the guy who brought a pipe bomb to a January 6th protest. I'm pretty sure he got his charges totally dropped. I mean, there have been a lot of these. There were the lawyers in New York that threw Molotov cocktails into cop cars. I'm pretty sure they got nothing but probation. So, again, when we're talking about the unfairness of the justice system, it's not they do something and we do something and then there's an unequal application of the law. It's we do nothing. We actually behave completely within the bounds of the First Amendment and go participate in a 99.9% peaceful protest, and we face years in prison, decades in prison in some cases, for the likes of Stuart Rhodes and others. Not even accused of a violent crime. However, you shoot a Republican in the back, you stab a Republican in the back, you run over and kill a Republican, well, they're there to coddle you and to, you know, let you ride out. But these are just individual instances that we're pointing to. What about the systemic behavior of the justice system? Well, The Guardian has this story. Most charges dropped against George Floyd protesters, analysis shows. The vast majority of citations and charges against George Floyd protesters were ultimately dropped, dismissed, or otherwise not filed, according to a Guardian analysis of law enforcement records and media reports in a dozen jurisdictions around the nation. Some prosecutors and law enforcement observers charged the departments carried out mass arrests as a crowd control tactic, as means to silence peaceful protesters, and as public relations strategy designed to turn the public against demonstrators by making them appear more violent than they were. Just, do I even need to debunk that? It's absurd on its face, right? Just trust your own recall in that regard. In most of the dozen jurisdictions examined, at least 90% of cases were dropped or dismissed. In some cases, like Dallas and Philadelphia, as many as 95% of citations were dropped or simply not prosecuted. So again, just compare that to January 6th. Compare that to the all-out, full-scale roundup of anybody even associated with January 6th, whether you did anything violent or not, whether you yourself were subject to police violence or not. There was no amnesty there. There was no dropping the charges there. It's been a ruthless exaction of vengeance by the deep state against anybody engaged in that. But it gets a lot worse. It actually gets even worse. It actually gets even more insane and outrageous, as we keep reading. Of course, in line with the last article, charges against hundreds of New York City rioters, looters have been dropped. Hundreds of alleged looters and rioters busted last year in protest over George Floyd's murder by police have had their charges dropped, according to NYPD data, figures ripped as disgusting by local business owners. Mass looting took place in June. More than 60% of arrestees have had charges dropped, according to investigation by NBC New York. 73 of the 118 people arrested in the borough had their cases shelved altogether. Another 19 were convicted on lesser accounts, like trespassing, which carries no jail time. 18 cases remained open, with NBC not accounting for the other 8 arrests. So again, you riot on behalf of the deep state, and they're there not just to drop your charges, but what about this? U.S. cities to pay a record $80 million to people injured in the 2020 racial justice protest. $80 million is actually being paid to the protesters who not only have had their arrests dropped and their convictions or their, you know, prosecution tabled, they're actually getting checks for upwards of $20,000. I know. This is how just completely and utterly insane this is. They say 3 years after the George Floyd riots, at least 19 U.S. cities will pay more than $80 million total to protesters who sustained various injuries as a result of law enforcement actions, ranging from being tear gassed to being shot with projectiles. They've filed dozens of civil lawsuits. $80 million. And what does this look like? Well, New York will pay millions to protesters violently corralled. Well, they were corralled violently. So each one of them is getting $21,500 each. Hundreds of these people are each getting $21,500. Protesters win $9 million settlement in police demilitarization pledge for 2020 tear gassing. If you get tear gassed in Philadelphia, you get a check for $20,000.
two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and stay 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendivite. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yippee-yay.
This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, band.video. Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex Jones today. Of course, you can always support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We ask, beg, and beseech you, keep us on air, keep us in the fight against the New World Order, as, after all, not only have we had massive, unprecedented victories in the very near past, but everybody listening to this who has ever gone to InfoWarsStore.com can pat yourself on the back as being a ultimately important, like I cannot overstate how important your contribution is to InfoWars withstanding the concerted attacks that we've been under for the last several years. I'm telling you, looking back, it didn't look good for us for a while, and I wouldn't blame people a couple years ago for thinking InfoWars wouldn't make it that long. But not only are we still here, we're getting through the worst of it, really. All of the attacks have really come to nothing. And here we are, more powerful than ever, more popular than ever, still expanding, still, you know, changing the game across the board. So thank you so much for your contribution to this effort. We promise we are all in on this. We will continue to do everything we can to defeat the New World Order and save humanity from their disgusting grasp. All we ask is that you support us in this mission by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it's not just me and Alex and Owen as show hosts, but every one of us has the entire crew behind us, without which we couldn't do anything that we do here. So, and you can just see the level of talent that InfoWars has. It's pretty astonishing. After this, Rob will be hosting the War Room for Owen Schroyer. And a couple weeks ago, Reese, our editor, was hosted for me when I had to go out of town. I mean, the amount of talent and dedication that our crew has to this cause and to this movement and to this fight against the New World Order is really unprecedented. So you're not just supporting Alex Jones, you're supporting this entire company and culture of patriotism that he's fostered and created and led like a general at the head of his army. So thank you so much for your support, and we will continue to do everything we can to tell the truth in this sea of lies. Now, I actually didn't get a chance to play as much as I wanted to earlier today of the latest Tucker episode, episode number 6, where he talks about Peter Hotez and RFK Jr. I think I'm going to go to this clip now, and we'll watch some of it. Hopefully we'll watch all of it. But I want to come back once we watch this and talk about why this is so important, how disturbing the reaction to this whole debacle has been. You know, a lot of times, you know, things will dominate the news cycle, and then a year later you, like, forget that it ever happened. I don't think this is one of those things. I think this is something that, while Peter Hotez might be a name that we stop hearing much about in the near future, the trend that this represents is the trend of there should be no debate. There is no debate. Debate is, in fact, dangerous. Discussing the dictates by our fiat overlords is treason against them. That's a trend that's not going anywhere. It's going to be around for a while unless we defeat it, unless we hold their feet to the fire and expose them for the tyrannical frauds that they truly are. So let's go now to this clip of Tucker Carlson. It's a bunch of clips of old Hotez played on Tucker, and then Tucker's response and commentary. Let's go to clip number 3 now, please.
About mass compliance, that's going to be absolutely critical. Because if you don't have masks, remember, this virus aerosolizes, so even 6 feet is not enough. It can go 17, 18 feet, several meters. What we really have to do is have vaccine mandates in the schools. We should have a rule that anyone who walks into a school over the age of 12 has to be vaccinated. This is the nature of the anti-vaccine movement in this country. It's somehow married now to far right-wing extremism and white nationalist group. Anyone who's unvaccinated and has been lucky enough to escape COVID, your luck is about to run out. And I call it anti-science aggression coming from Senator Rand Paul, Senator Johnson, members of the House of Representatives, in addition to those two senators, are killers.
It's all about mask compliance. We must have vaccine mandates for children. Take the vax or you will die. Anyone who disagrees with me is a white nationalist and a killer and probably an agent of Putin. Do we say probably? Let's revise that. Certainly an agent of Putin. Again, here is Dr. Peter Hotez.
We're starting to see now those same anti-vaccine messages that's coming out of the U.S., and now we're finding it in Africa and Latin America. And remember, what the other reason we're seeing this is the Putin government has, this has been reported by U.S. and British intelligence, has been piling on with this whole systematic program of what's being called weaponized health communications, trying to destabilize democracies with anti-vaccine, anti-science messages and targeting.
So according to British and U.S. intelligence, anyone who disagrees with Dr. Peter Hotez is a disloyal American working to destabilize our democracy on behalf of Vladimir Putin. Now, by comparison, never in his life has Bobby Kennedy Jr. said anything half that demented. But keep in mind, Peter Hotez claims to have a valid medical license. He is allowed to treat patients. After a while, even MSNBC viewers were going to have some questions about a guy who talks like that, and apparently some of them did. As the lockdowns wore on, the population started to notice that many of the core claims the TV doctors were making were untrue. You'd only need one shot. If you got the shot, you would never get sick. You would never pass the virus to others, and so on. They said these things, as you know, again and again. Ultimately, they were proven wrong, but they never admitted it. They just attacked the people who noticed. Here's Dr. Peter Hotez calling for the Biden administration to arrest anyone who questions the COVID vaccine.
The Biden administration has to realize that anti-science is a killer. Disinformation. Yeah. It's not even just disinformation. This is an anti-science empire right now, and we need Homeland Security. We need the Justice Department. We've really got to figure this out, and the Health and Human Services will not be able to figure this out on their own.
It's not a medical problem. It's a law enforcement problem. They've doubted me. Arrest them. It's a horrifying outburst if you think about it. If you were on tape saying something like that, you would be deeply ashamed. But Peter Hotez is not ashamed. He's become even more grandiose. Hotez has written a self-congratulatory new book called The Deadly Rise of Anti-Science, a scientist's warning, as if you were a scientist. Here's how Hotez describes himself in the book's promotional literature. Quote, during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, one renowned scientist in his famous bow tie, appearing daily on major news networks such as MSNBC, NPR, and BBC, and others, Dr. Peter J. Hotez often went without sleep, working around the clock to develop a nonprofit COVID-19 vaccine and to keep the public informed. During that time, he was one of the most trusted voices on the pandemic and was even nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for his selfless work. He also became one of the main targets of anti-science rhetoric that gained traction through conservative news media. End quote, though we could go on. So here you have a renowned scientist, selfless, trusted, going without sleep, self-denying, persecuted by extremists for daring to tell the truth. The Albert Schweitzer of cable news. That's Dr. Peter J. Hotez. The fact that a partisan buffoon like Peter Hotez can describe himself this way with a straight face and the backing of a publisher makes you despair for the country's future. But don't despair. There is hope. Hotez will never debate Bobby Kennedy Jr., but it doesn't matter. Kennedy has already won. He's more honest than Dr. Peter Hotez, and that's obvious to anyone who's paying attention. A New Economist poll shows that Kennedy is more popular and far less hated than either major party frontrunner. After almost 20 years of being silenced, Bobby Kennedy Jr. is being heard.
Absolutely incredible stuff. The entire episode that Tucker released yesterday is bombshell after bombshell. But here's why this is ultimately important. It's not so much about Peter Hotez versus RFK Jr. It's not so much about do vaccines cause autism. It's about the concept of debate as a moderating factor of political discourse, that you can't impose things on people without their consent and without actually discussing why you're doing what you're doing. To illustrate this, what about this story from The Star published yesterday? Human rights and LGBTQ plus education should not be optional. Remember, it's not about health. It's about LGBT. It's about war. It's about anything they want to dictate from on high. They're telling you, you don't have a right to speak back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex this hour, talking about old Dr. Gremlin himself, Peter Hotez. Which is like, do we even need to argue it? Just throw up a picture of the guy. It's like, really? This is the guy? And I don't know if people remember, actually, one of the clips went viral of Peter Hotez's appearance on the Joe Rogan podcast when Joe Rogan is just mocking him for being so horrifically unhealthy. He's just like, why should people listen to you? Look at you. and he gets all embarrassed. And what was Hotez's deflection there when Joe Biden was calling him out for not being healthy despite wanting dictatorial control over everybody's health? If you remember, the clip from the Rogan podcast, Dr. Hotez says, well, I go out and I eat fast food with my autistic daughter, so really, I'm a great guy, and did I mention my daughter's autistic, and so really, you're attacking me if you tell me I should probably be healthy if I'm going to demand other people listen to my medical advice. Just the skeeziest, scummiest, using his daughter literally as a human shield to deflect criticism. He's a bad person. He's a bad man, in my opinion. But again, it's not even about vaccines. It's not even about like COVID at all. It's about whether or not we, as a people, have the right to discuss what our government is dictating for us, whether we have a right to disagree with our government or their overlords in the global government, consisting of the UN and the WHO and the WEF. Do we have a right to disagree with them? Do we have a right to oppose them? Or are we all subjects? Are we all servants? Are we all serfs in a neo-feudal system in which they have made themselves the lords in the shadows? So what's more dangerous? Somebody having skepticism, well-founded skepticism for the pharmaceutical industry, who have a proven track record of being untrustworthy, manipulative, and downright deadly? Is that more dangerous, or is it more dangerous to set up a governmental and societal system in which dissent is not tolerated in the slightest, which even the people who are continuously wrong about a subject are given carte blanche to spew their madness without even the ability to speak back against it? Because this doesn't stay with medical misinformation. This isn't contained in the realm of health. Even if it was, it would still be worth standing up against and worth fighting back, because it's your health, it's your body. But you can look at things like this from the Star, published yesterday. Toronto School District School Board's decision to allow parents to opt their children out of drag story time is a dangerous setback for 2SLGBTQ+ human rights education. So do you have a right to keep your children away from men in dresses who want to read to them? Well, not according to these people. It's dangerous. See, it's dangerous to speak out against it. That's what they'll say, because they have to couch their tyranny in safety to get it past the normies, I guess. I don't know if anybody's falling for this anymore, frankly. But also, in the topic of health, do they not realize that they were wrong about everything? I mean, they have to at this point, right? Is it even possible to list the number of things they were wrong about? They're wrong about lockdowns. They're wrong about shutting schools down. They were wrong about masks. They were wrong about social distancing. They were wrong about the vaccines. They're wrong about the economy. They're wrong about just the origin of the virus. They're wrong about gain of function research. Like, we were right about all of this, but, you know, good luck finding that information when they censored it off the internet without reason. And we're still learning just how wrong they were. This story from Postmillennial, published today. U.S. students' math scores plummet to lowest levels in decades. And actually, you can find a chart mapping the results of math exams over the decades. And you see a steady, continuous rise from the 1970s right up until 2020, when it goes off a cliff. So the gains that we made painstakingly over the course of decades were wiped out by these policies that they don't want you to be able to oppose, that they imposed on you without giving any justification for it, and in a fashion that has now been proven to have been both utterly pointless when it comes to stopping the spread of the virus and hugely damaging when it comes to the academic attainment of students. So officials with the National Assessment of Educational Progress reported that the average math and reading test scores for 13-year-olds in the U.S. have hit the lowest level in decades since the 1970s. So that's been the outcome of their dictates. And so what happens? What happens as a result of that? Well, the Biden administration rewards school lockdown champion with a Homeland Security role. So the person that did this to us is being rewarded by the Biden administration. They appointed the person who pushed hardest for schools to remain closed during the pandemic to a new position within the Department of Homeland Security. This is Randy Weingarten, the controversial head of the American Federation of Teachers Union, which will be the new member, one of the new members of the Homeland Security Academic Partnership Council. This is typical. Typical, I guess. But again, they haven't admitted that they're wrong in the slightest. when not only were they wrong, the policies that they pursued not only didn't stop the virus, made everything significantly worse and gave us a million other issues that we now have to deal with. They not only didn't apologize, they are being rewarded for their mismanagement. And to get a sense of just how much fear Robert F. Kennedy Jr. strikes into the heart of globalists, Luke Radowski at Luke We Are Change on Twitter said he played just a small clip of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to comment on for his YouTube video, and his entire channel got demonetized for that. His entire channel. So his entire channel got demonetized, which, you know, this is kind of a form of violence, is it not? I mean, this is somebody who relies on their YouTube channel for income, and just like, you know, Peter Hotez would have you fired for not following his ill-advised dictate, maybe they just remove your source of income for daring to even show a clip of somebody opposing their medical tyranny. Like, this is what's really being decided with this whole debate, the debate on debates, the debate debacle. What's being decided is, do we have a right to oppose anything that the government says, or no matter how wrong they are, do we just have to shut up and take it? And again, I don't know how they're continuing this charade. I don't know how they're expecting this to go. I don't know if they think that just narcissistic confidence is enough to outweigh the just overwhelming evidence that they were wrong about everything. I don't know if they're like, think that, you know, once they get CBDCs in, like, if there's some finish line that they're like, we just got to keep this scam going until we can get that. And once that happens, you know, we'll be good. We just got to keep the lid on the pot until that happens. Don't let the anger and the vitriol boil over. Just keep acting confident. Keep acting like you're in charge until we can succeed in this, and then we'll be good. Like, I don't know what that deadline would be that they're trying to reach, because they can't do this indefinitely because it's all crumbling in front of them. And so Peter Hotez, in response to all of this, and again, it's just pathetic. It's just pathetic on the face of it. The dude is spouting his mouth off on Twitter, and Joe Rogan's like, hey, you think he's wrong? Come on the show. You've been on before. Come debate RFK. It'll be a good time, and we'll really get to the bottom of it. Both of you can air your thoughts. And Peter Hotez is just like, this is an attack. I'm under attack. Help. Oh, and help came, folks. Oh, it's coming from all directions, because apparently the journalistic class in this country is all firmly on the side of shut up. They're firmly on the side of you don't talk back to your professional masters, your academic priests. So this is just a series. These are all from Peter Hotez's Twitter. His entire Twitter now is just a list of articles, every single one of them demanding no debate. There should be no debate about this. There should be no debate about anything. These are the experts, after all. Dr. Peter Hotez, pediatrician worth $35 million, okay? Yeah, he's totally trustworthy, and shut up, don't question him. The Houston Chronicle, why Hotez is right not to debate RFK Jr. Robert F. Kennedy is dead wrong about vaccines. Hotez is right not to take the bait. That's Time Magazine. LA Times, science isn't a cabaret act or subject to debate. No, you're not supposed to debate these things that government policy is being predicated on. From NewRepublic.com, don't debate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's coming out and saying it. That's the headline. Joe Rogan wants a scientist to, quote, debate a vaccine denier. Turning him down was the right thing to do. That's Vox. I mean, and this is maybe a tenth of the stories that are now on Peter Hotez. So the ruling class agrees. You don't have a right to have an opinion on government policy. They agree. You should shut up and do as you're told and not talk back. I disagree.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.